My mother insists the battle be traditional, hand to hand between our people. I'll not tolerate the use of armed flyers, and they will be shot down. I'll agree not to use my weapons in space on any other targets except the flyers.
Very well. I'll still use the Gongxi Ji, but agree not to direct its energy to destroy your ships. If I see a single violation of our agreement, your ships will be dust and hot gas, and any forces far outnumbering our own will suffer the same fate. We will fight with equal forces.
Agreed. The woman's leg bobbed up and down over the armrest of her throne. Our troops carry laser weapons like yours with 300 burst power packs. They bring sword and bow for close combat.
That's not an issue. We're trained with all these weapons.
We? Do you intend to wield a sword in battle? The woman raised an eyebrow.
I do. And I'd like to know the name of my adversary before our swords come together.
I am Yezugen, and I'm not as foolish as you. Our swords will not meet, but I'll watch you from a safe place. I'll live to be Empress of many worlds. You will not. There will be new rule on Shanji, but it will not be by your hand.
You say that because you don't know me. Are we finished here?
Yes, for now. This meeting has been interesting, and we'll meet again soon enough. I look forward to it.
So do I.
The purple vortex was now pulling at her.
Until then.
Kati opened her eyes and felt cold sweat on her forehead. The odor of incense was sweet, and the little candles on her shrine had burned down to nubbins on waxy puddles of red. Her face felt taut and drawn. She stood up and looked in her mirror to see a changeling face, eyes blazing green, the canines protruding well over her lower lip. It was not just emotion or passion that brought the emerald green to her eyes or the changes in her face. It was the thought of war.